we got this MacBook Pro, and there was an update to the operating system. And when we did, the system really slowed down starting up. I was at the App Store for all these training sessions. I said, you know, this thing is starting up slowly. They said, no, this is normal. I had a friend who was over for dinner who was very familiar with using Macs. He's sighted. And he just Googled the same thing. And there was a bug in the latest update that it wouldn't recognize the solid-state drive quickly. And he Googled it, the solution, and I don't know how he did it, but if anybody's having a problem starting it, it now runs, it starts up very quickly, like when we just purchased it.
I have a question for the Mac users. How does one scan on the Mac, or do you? Like the equivalent of Kurzweil or Kurzweil itself?
The company called Serotech, which makes System Access, makes a product called DocuScan.
Oh, yeah.
And it's cross-platform. It works on both PCs and Mac. It's very easy to use. It does OCR. It allows you to use both scanners and cameras, as well as opening documents local on the computer. You can even open PDFs in it. Very, very easy program to use. It's probably less than half the price of Kurzweil. Quite a while back, if you search the Vibug archives, I did a demonstration on it. I think I used the PC that time when I did the demonstration, but it does work with both the PCs and Macs, and it works almost the same on both platforms. And again, like I said, it can use pretty much any scanner, and it has a couple of different cameras as well as it can use. That's probably the easiest and best solution.
Is that something you have to subscribe to, or do you buy the software, like other software?
For me, it was a one-time purchase. I want to say I paid $400 for it, but don't quote me on the exact price. But I've gotten all the updates have been free. I haven't paid anything else since then.
I think my understanding is that DocuScan puts your documents up to a cloud based. Is that true? And if it is, is there any security problems?
I believe you still have to have an internet connection. I have heard that the newest version does have some local OCR, but I've never had a problem with a weak, poor connection not being able to use it. As far as security goes, it's the same as transferring any other piece of information through SSL, like going to a website or downloading an email. Security concerns are about the same as far as that.
Facebook on the iPhone. I find the Facebook app to be way less than very accessible. I can read some entries with it, but I get lost because they don't seem to be in any particular order, and then I don't seem to be able to find more after I finish reading the ones that show up on the screen. I wonder if anyone has found a Facebook app that still works, because there have been some in the past, but do you know of one that still works that makes Facebook a little easier to at least read, if not respond to, on the iPhone?
Voicebook used to, but they haven't done any good updates on that lately, so we don't use it at all. Facebook, I think, is really tough on the iPhone, but I've had even less success on the computer, so typically what I try to do if I can't figure out how to use something is I sit down with a sighted person that's familiar with whatever it is and ask them what they do, and then I try to see how I can make that adapt to speech. It doesn't totally solve the problem and make it easier.
I do know that on the Facebook app on the iPhone, you can go from one page to the next. It seems like there are like 34 or 35 pages of stuff on there. And if you go one page, sometimes it'll jump 15 or 16 pages. The question becomes, you know, how do you do things in some sort of a semblance of order?